from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And knowing that if they get in the wild card, you're talking about a three-game series, yeah, and rubber matches and every game matters and all that. And you step back for a team that is at 56 wins, matching last year's total already. A team that is occupying the final wild card spot. A team that's six back in the AL Central. They've had an issue closing out series. 3-10 in rubber matches.
That's weirdly bad.
And it's not like the Royals haven't had clutch performances when Bobby's come to the plate late in the game, or Salvi. Heck, Melendez has had a couple of home runs big late in games to extend it. Mm-hmm. We all remember the Padres series earlier in the year and how clutch that was. Awesome. That comeback. Cool. Like, they almost, you know what I mean? Like, so it's not like you can say, oh, they're just not a clutch team. Yeah, they're still trying to learn to win big moment games.
I think there is
games.
Still some of that.
But they've done it too. And so I think it was Rob Collins who sent out a tweet. 3-10 in rubber matches really surprised me.
Hey, I will say, I wonder if some of this is like a small managerial adjustment you could make going forward. Because, and this is an analytics thing and it's based on that and like the idea of keeping people fresh and rotating them. Q has been a big fan of the old getaway day lineup. Have you seen...
Well, there's been some lines where Lofton and Hampson and...
Have you seen some of these Wednesday day game after a night game lineups? It's Dairon Blanco, followed by Hampson, followed by Frazier, followed by Nick Lofton, hitting like 5, 6, 7, 8. And you're like...
But that wasn't yesterday, though,
no,
right?
I mean, it wasn't. I'm just saying, like, I think a small managerial change might be, once you get into these games where, like, you're in a playoff spot now and you're desperately trying to hold on to it, right? And it's September 1st. There might not be any more, oh, it's a getaway day lineup time, or some small metric says Dairon Blanco hits well against this type of hitter. You just got to put in your best players. Like, and this is the balance you and I talk about all the times between analytics and what you see. And there's a time, because baseball's crazy long. Playing the analytics game for the big course of the season, cool. I want to make sure that you are not in game 7 of the World Series when your guy has a no-hitter and 60 pitches and you pull him, you know? That's the balance. Is like, as we get closer to this thing, I think we might see an improvement, just as long as you start playing your better players. The thing that is shocking to me is 13 chances with a fifth starter. The Royals have a better starting pitching staff based on ERA than all but three teams in baseball. The Mariners, the Phillies, and I can't remember one more. Second best in the American League. There's no reason for you to be this bad in rubber matches. You should be having the pitching advantage consistently.
It was surprising to see that number. Yeah, it was really surprising, and we'll see how this plays out in August, and now we're inside of 60 games remaining in the season. We all know the big time series that are coming up after this weekend against the Cubs. You know, you look at August and you start seeing the Guardians pop back up. Series against Boston again. Series against Houston. I mean, they are all not even just big because you're running out of games, but big because there are teams right there in either division or in Boston. In Houston's case, I guess Houston technically is leading the West, but and wild card implications to say the least.
Of course they are.
Every game will. I mean, this weekend, look, the Cubs aren't any good. You hopefully can beat up on them this weekend. You just lost a series against the Diamondbacks. You feel like you should have won. You got to get that. Feel like you got to get that one back now against Chicago this weekend.
Yeah, I would think that that's fair. And again, it was a surprising number. I don't want to dismiss, like, they're pretty far into a season, but this is a 56-win team last year that is still young. And I think you and I maybe a month into the season had a conversation about this team is going to continue to have to learn to win. I don't think that that stops just because you're 102 games.
No, I mean, as Vern has pointed out 100 times, I think, throughout, whether coming on us, our show, or the post-game show, basically mentioning that every single game for these guys is their biggest game they've played in now, like, considering the stakes, right?
Every game moving forward.
Every game, yeah, is the biggest game they've played in.
Yeah, I mean, I think that that's probably fair. It's hard to imagine that that's not the case really at this point. And I guess that's what, you know, like, that's where you and I will keep an eye on these things and figure out where they go. But I mean, it's a team pacing for 88 wins. I mean, I would have.
Is that their pace exactly right now?
88 wins, 88 and some change.
88's not good enough for the division. Is it good enough for a wild card?
It is right now.
And right now it is.
Yeah, so. And it would have been last year.
I think that's the minimum number though. I think that's the minimum number they're going to have to get to.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.